Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 2 days into the arrival of the Messiah. He touched down on the fritted plain, saving the earth. The Obama minions, the Kool-Aid zombies. Yes, the establishment is now throwing the Bush zombies.
Bush.
They're all disillusioned now because suddenly Fox News is worshiping Obama, loving him. They're going, what's happening? What's going on? It's all part of being sold out because you're idiots. And don't worry, all the Obama people will be betrayed as well because Obama runs nothing and is a puppet. You know, all these Obama people attacking me on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the story comment pages, I mean, they'll go through each page, the same people posting the same comment. We let them do it, fine. It's all, you're a racist, traitor, evil piece of filth, KGB agent, Nazi, just everything under the sun. You just hate Obama, and you hate the change, and you love George Bush, and you're a piece of trash. And I'm like, hey, he has the same cabinet, the same elite, the same policies. He's a puppet. Don't you understand? Everything I do is about exposing the shadow government. You know, we know what we're talking about. We predict years before exactly what's going to happen in the controlled economic collapse and how they're going to call for a new world order run by the private banks with world regulatory systems and world currency. And it's happening. I mean, we're right about everything, basically. We go off the globalist documents, the white papers, the real government. And you're mad at us because we won't play in your delusional world. Every time I bash WWF wrestling and say it's fake. I mean, any fool knows that. I get grown men emailing me, threatening me, you're an idiot, you're a liar. Oh, really? I sat around with Jesse Ventura for 30 minutes. He talked about how it's all staged. I mean, like I need Ventura to tell me, who was there at the start of the WWF, that it's all fake. He said the number one rule they teach you in wrestling is treat your opponent's body like it's your own. And then it's basically like a dance. It's art. I don't particularly like it. It's ridiculous, hilarious. But the point is, it is performance art. It's acrobatic performance art. And that's what he was, you know, sitting around talking about with us, like we needed Jesse Ventura to tell us that. It's the same thing. You're like 10-year-old children going, no, wrestling's real. You can pile drive somebody's head from 8 feet off the ground and it doesn't break their neck. Nothing. I mean, it's so childish because a 10-year-old hasn't been in a fight. They haven't seen somebody really pile-drived in real life and seen the head split open and the person go to the hospital and almost die. One time this guy started a fight with me, and I beat him up pretty bad, and then his cousin, the state wrestling champion in his weight, came up to me and started to fight with me, and I was like, hey, man. And then the guy punched me, so I went at him. In 1 second, he grabbed me, piledrived my head into the cement. I got stitches all the way across the back of my head. Thank God that I got a head made of rock. I got up, punched him in the throat, and he had to go to the hospital. I ran off with blood running down my back so the police wouldn't arrest me, because when they see blood everywhere, they arrest everybody. And got to a clinic and got my head sewed up. But the point is that these little kids, they don't know. You did pile drive for real, folks. It isn't fun. It isn't fun. But, again, I'm having to argue that wrestling isn't real. Obama isn't real, okay? It's WWF wrestling, as I've said, for 13 years on air. Ventura's now picked up on that analogy. I think he's uniquely suited to do it. It's staged, okay? I'm not playing in your fantasy land. Got it? Don't you dare say I'm a George Bush supporter, you intellectually bankrupt liars.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels. Something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It took us 7 years to get Bush's approval rating down below 20, to get Congress down to the lowest in history, 9% approval. That's a good thing. Because the people learned that on every policy the American people wanted, on every issue of the Constitution, liberties, freedoms, sovereignty, the economy, they were selling us down the river. And the system brought in Barack Obama to try to fool the public again, just like George Bush was our savior from Bill Clinton. And it really is sad that overnight all these mainline Republicans are coming on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They're calling me, well-known prominent ones are, going, Alex, good to have you back in the fold. Man, you're right about Obama. And I'm like, I'm not in your fold. You see, that's what happened when I exposed Bill Clinton, along with many others. It was okay. Because, you know, he's an evil commie. No, he was an evil corporate globalist, selling out with Laurel and Hughes, missile secrets to China, North Korea, Iran. I criticized it. Because I am for the United States sovereignty and our true national security. And because I do want true world peace and not the globalist staging conflicts worldwide. The people that have hijacked our nation are not Americans. They're globalist. They hate this country. And so I exposed Bill Clinton, cut my teeth on Bill Clinton, and I was this wonderful rising little libertarian slash, you know, Ron Paul star. Loved by even mainline Republicans. And then they went, wait a minute, you're not for George Bush. And I was like, yeah, he's expanding the BATF, doubling and now tripling government, going after our liberties and freedoms. We know they staged these terror attacks. I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell the facts like they are. I don't mindlessly, because I, quote, am affiliated with a party, which I'm not, but because I criticized Bill Clinton, I was, just going to put blinders on and decide that reality is whatever I make up in my head. No, I want the truth. I want veritas. I want to know myself and know the world and be informed as best as I can be, to have clear vision and understanding of the world and history and geopolitical movements. And now, after 7 3/4 years of George Bush, suddenly right-wing websites are linking to me. Suddenly, you know, they're, oh, he's right about Obama. I didn't used to like him on 9/11, but, oh, man. And when Obama stages terror attacks, his controllers do, there is no doubt that a lot of these Republican sites, you know, the alternative Republican sites, not the big mainline ones, they're going to go, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look at Infowars.com. Look at PrisonPlanet.com. Man, yeah, absolutely. Republicans could see terrorism staged by Bill Clinton, but they couldn't see it by George Bush, because they're just puppets. The same management crews over the intelligence agencies and the private banks that own and control them, over the bureaucracy, they are the ones running things. And if Barack Obama or George Bush ever got out of line, they would have a scandal take them down, and if that didn't work, if the media turning on them in 1 second under orders didn't work, they would be assassinated. Assassinated. Period. Period. So get it. It's like WWF wrestling. It's staged, and I am just so, that's why I was so mad yesterday, I am so sick of everybody chasing their tails. I am so sick of people getting conned and sick of them getting manipulated, and to see the Democrats act just like mindless Bush supporters, and suddenly all the tyranny of Obama. I mean, he's saying what he's going to do, more banker takeovers, more bailouts, restrictions on free speech, escalation of conflicts around the world. They're saying they're going to keep on the Treasury secretaries and the same people managing the banker takeover, and they're appointing all these former Clinton people. No change. More of the same. And then to see you make stuff up about me, it shows that you are now wedded in a tribal mindset of putting your blinders on, and you're not going to care now, like when you didn't care when Bill Clinton blew the daylights out of Serbia, killed all those people, dropped DU all over the country, blew up their infrastructure, their power plants, water plants, factories, for peaceful systems, and then staged a CIA overthrow there, then murdered Slobo in a cell. And no, I'm not saying Slobo was a perfect guy. Governments are corrupt and bad. I'm saying the big dominant empire is this world banking system, and they're the ones looting my country. So they're the big enemy. And if you really weigh who the most vicious, premeditated people starting it, it was the Croats and the Muslims. So I've got to watch you now as you go around blowing third world and second world and old world countries up. And it's just sick. You know, when I was against Andre the Giant for the last 8 years, you're fans of Hulk Hogan, so you thought I was for you. And now Hulk Hogan's in. And you're mad at me saying, oh, you're against Hulk Hogan. I mean, I was never against Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. I knew it was all fake. I knew it wasn't real, and we weren't going to get our country back. Because you can have a fake wrestling match. You can have the silliness and the stupidness of that and buy into it. Because that doesn't run our nation. But when we have WWF staged events at the presidential level, and that blocks the public off from ever addressing the real shadow government, what it's doing, the unified front against the people, the implosion of our economy and society, I get very, 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 very upset. So I want Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson or somebody to just have the headline, Alex Jones wants you to look past Obama to the shadow government and then explain to these children, these childlike minds, and these Republicans are like children. They don't understand I'm saying Bush is bad too now. They think, oh, you don't like Obama, that's great. They're children. It's childlike minds. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. We can't be children anymore. Coming up, I want to play my little 6.5-minute visit with Russia today on worldwide cable and satellite systems, including areas of the United States, England, Japan, you name it, the Middle East, Russia, Eastern Europe, Central Asia. Because I really laid it out there, I think, good in 6 minutes. That's going to come up later. Bev Harris isn't doing any interviews. She has found more corruption than she's ever found in any election. Remember, she was the liberal darling because she was exposing Bush stealing it? She kept saying, no, 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 this is bipartisan. And the Democrats winning the House and Senate in 2006 made a lot of the movement to stop the electronic voting machines slow down. It's still growing, but not as fast. And now it's sleepy time. Oh, Obama won. The system works. Because, you know, they would have cheated him if there was fraud. No, if that's who they want, no need to steal it. But they stole House and Senate races and state races, and it's just the evidence. Bev Harris said she's basically not sleeping. She's coming on for one segment. She's not doing any other media. She's going to be on for an hour next week. She said it's unbelievable, the election fraud. And again, there's no doubt that the popular vote did go for Obama. There's no doubt grassroots polls, exit polls, he really won. We're not talking about him. Do you compute that? Do you get it through your fat noggin? I'm talking about Obama. Obama people, do you understand that it's intellectually bankrupt to now call me a right-wing fascist when you were cheering me on? And I kept saying, you're not going to cheer me when Obama gets in or Hillary gets in. You're not going to, listen, get ready. Be against the Patriot Act. Be against secret arrest and torture. Be against the wiretapping. Be against new wars when your Democrat gets in. And now mainline sites, Huffington Post, Crooks and Liars, Raw Story, all of them, it's just sudden mindless worship and buying and bring. They're out there praising. Crooks and Liars is praising Fox News. This is coming up, too. Saying that Ralph Nader's career is over. He's evil for talking bad about Obama and saying he's the same as Bush. And that basically his career is over and he's evil. And I was watching Fox this morning again on the treadmill. Absolute Obama worship. So now you got the Democrats with Fox News. And I told you that Fox News in memos 2 years ago that went public, they're saying get ready to switch Democrat. And see, that's going to depoliticize the wiretappings and the secret arrest and the renditions and the wars in Iraq. Obama's out today. His people are out today saying, well, we're actually going to stay in Iraq pretty much forever. We're just going to depoliticize it now. And we're going to stay in Afghanistan and we're going to go into Pakistan and we're going to move into Eastern Europe, and suddenly Democrats were like, well, that sounds reasonable. In fact, they're reading their news sites. Well, you know, we're there. It's our problem. We've got to take care of Iraq now. We've got a responsibility. We can't set a timetable. And the Democrats are kind of like, hey, you know, I like war now. You know, let's go blow Belgrade up again. You know, let's. Because you're scum. You're filthy, degenerate trash, just like the Bush supporters. You are fooled by the WWF wrestling. You have no soul. You have no moorings. You have no duty or honor or steadfastness. You like feeling like you're in power, and you're having a personal, mindless victory because Hulk Hogan just body slammed Andre the Giant. And you're sitting there like those idiots you watch on wrestling who watch it with those weird smiles and the weird power trips they're having while they watch it. You are lobotomized monkeys. I mean, I have nothing else to say to you. You are pathetic. How dare you say that I'm against Obama because he's a great new president. I'm against him because he's a puppet that's going to give left cover to the entire New World Order agenda. But you watch. Enjoy the depression. Enjoy the riots. Enjoy what you ask for, weaklings.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Listen up, suckers, you Obama supporters, you Bush supporters, listen.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
You don't.
Everybody knows.
You like being idiots.
The war is over. Everybody knows.
You love holding us back from getting our country and our world back.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
You don't.
The poor stay poor. The rich get rich, that's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows the vote.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate.
I got a bunch of Obama supporter clips here. I'll play them later. I've got to find them again. They're on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Different stories. Where their Obama supporters saying, this is the greatest day of my life. I don't have to worry about my gas bills, my power bills, my tax bills. My whole life is saved. Everything is fixed. Obama is going to take care of me. These are people at Obama rallies who are, you know, good-looking, nice families with their children. They look like good people. They have shining eyes. And I don't want to call them idiot scum. The idiot scum I'm talking about are the people on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com commenting on the stories, going, you right-wing piece of filth. You just hate Obama. You just are racist. You just want the McCain to win. No, if McCain would have won and Republicans were running around celebrating, I would be criticizing them going, you idiots, he's New World Order. I'm going to attack the puppet of the New World Order. I'm going to point out their puppets. Later, I'm going to play my appearance last night on Russia Today. And later, I'm going to play a five-minute clip of Shepard Smith on Fox News, if you can call it that, trying to set up and misconstrue and attack and claim that Ralph Nader is a racist. And on the liberal blogs, I checked a couple of them this morning, they are hailing. You can go read them at Crooks and Lies and other places. We have links to it in the story about it. They are hailing Fox News saying, that's right, Ralph Nader is an evil racist. Ralph Nader doesn't like black people. I mean, it just, there's no end. There's no end. There's no end. Let me give you the bottom line on that. He said on a radio interview on election night after he'd been elected at Tuesday night, he said, and they played the clip, he said, Obama is controlled by the very same corporate interests that control George Bush. His policies are basically the same. He listed some of them. And he said, I challenge him, though. It's great that it's an African-American. It's great that we've made that stride. That's the only good thing I see in this. And I hope that he will be an Uncle Sam and not an Uncle Tom. You know, Uncle Tom's Cabin was a book written about blacks going along with the system to suppress other blacks and poor people. That's a term that blacks use. That's their term. And so he was pointing that out. And, of course, he didn't apologize for it. That's the childlikeness. That's the childlikeness of the public and Fox, who, you know, said everything in the book about Obama, a lot of it not true, the race baiting, all of it, implying he's some terrorist. He's not a radical terrorist. He's a foundation establishment guy. But they framed him as the revolutionary, you know, from the people, as if that was a bad thing when he's really a revolutionary for the bankers, a front man. And so they are just hyping this and saying his career is over. It's over. He's bad. That's the end of it, for pointing out that he needs to be a leader. But I guarantee you, folks, he's already announcing what he's going to do before the election and now after. I've got a bunch of mainline articles where they're hailing his policies. And it's a total banker bailout takeover with nothing for the people or the economy. And I'm not a leftist socialist. So but if we're going to devalue the dollar, might as well bail out Ford and GM and people's jobs. You might as well reduce people's mortgages. If the government's going to go in there and make good and pay these banks for them, why not then forgive that portion and reduce the price of the house? I mean, if you're going to do that, if you're going to kill the dollar, you might as well do something for the economy. That'll make it a lot better crash landing than the going straight into the ground we're going to have under this. But see, the transfer of the wealth crowd that thinks Obama's going to give them something? No. He says you get nothing. Nothing. And that's why he's being hailed by the international banks. Go ahead and get Bev Harris on the line right now. We've got her coming up with what really happened with the election fraud. But, oh, forget about that now. Obama's elected. Let's ignore the electronic voting machines. Let's just let that set a precedent.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Luke Radowski, We Are Change, give us an update in the fourth hour. I'll play my Russia Today appearance, 6 minutes of hardcore info. Also, Fox News demonizing Ralph Nader for not falling down and worshiping Barack Hussein Obama, our new savior. We'll also look at the appointments Obama's saying he's going to be making, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It's all coming up. But for this segment alone, she's not doing really any other media. She's so busy tracking all the fraud and scams that are going on, is Bev Harris. Now, again, Bev Harris has been hailed by a lot of the left for exposing the last two presidential elections, clearly messed with, foiled, stolen. But she's explained this is bipartisan, and now Obama coming in. Well, is that going to put people to sleep? Bev Harris, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, hello there, again. I wish we could have this finished and solved and so that I didn't need to keep coming back after 6 years.
Blackboxvoting.org is the website. Bev's tied into the voting activist groups that are out there watching things. Our HBO documentary, of course, Hacking Democracy, out there just catching people red-handed. In their activities. Bev, you've got the floor. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we saw this year that was unprecedented was the number of people who were told they couldn't vote and their names had been scrubbed from the rolls, even though their names were right there on the rolls. It happened to actor Tim Robbins. It happened to the lady standing next to me in line, and it was really shocking. She was deaf, and they immediately told her she couldn't understand them. They made no accommodation for that. They just hand her something and tell her to re-register, which would have meant she could have voted in the next election, but not this one. And I stood up for her and said, wait a minute, what the heck are you doing? And indeed, they found her name. It was right there on the page, right in front of their face. I think this happened to millions of voters this year. It was just unprecedented how many people they just, oops, can't find you, oops. And then if you assert yourself really hard, you would get found. This is a problem. I'm not sure what the solution is, but this is a real problem. But yeah, the same kinds of things that we've always seen are not one thing has changed since Monday. You know, a lot of people got the president that they wanted, and I think that it was clear because of the mobilization of voters and so forth that there was going to be likely to be a landslide. It's very dangerous to tamper against a landslide, but there were a whole lot of other things on those ballots, and these gambling initiatives and the close races. Again, it's crazy, the stuff that we're seeing. Just as an example, in Oregon, Portland, Multnomah County, they claimed that 150,000 ballots got wet. Now, there's a very close race there going on, and they couldn't come up with the results, and they said, oh, the ballots got wet. Well, okay, show me the water, you know? And the typical things, the vote flipping, the machines that they found in Michigan that the machines were about 4% off. In other words, every time you ran the ballots through them, they gave a different response, and they were inaccurate to the extent of 4%.
Even in Austin, I heard reports of machines not working, things broken down, and of course, not working is indicative of the flipping. So it was just all over the place.
Oh, and in the state of Kentucky, they pulled all the Hart eSlate machines, which is what you have in Travis County. They pulled all the eSlate machines at night because there was a problem. They were misreading the straight county votes. So, and we got that from a poll worker. It made the news. Just issues just all over the place. And I have to say, in 2009, I want to be focusing on solutions. And I think the number one solution has got to be compliance with even the existing laws. I mean, what we have that is existing laws and existing safeguards is not nearly enough, but they don't even comply with those. So, you know, if they're not going to follow the law, and if when you prove to an authority like the Secretary of State or the Attorney General that the laws were violated, they do nothing. There are no consequences. Then it doesn't matter what new procedures or laws we put in place. They won't be followed. So I think the first thing we really need to be tackling is say, look, I don't want to hear oops. I don't want to hear, we'll give them a free pass this time. Some of these guys have had a free pass for 2-3 elections in a row. Put them in jail. You know, that'll send a message that they need to be following their own checks and balances. These election officials, by the way, in many of the larger counties, are making $150,000 a year. So it's not like the salary's too low to get a good manager. They're just not managing. They're not following the law.
Well, Bev, let's be clear here. What with these five big companies, or you can argue four big electronic companies, whether it's paperless or not, it's going through computers. And it's designed for fraud. They've caught them hacking. They've caught them flipping literally thousands of times. Engineers have gone public saying, I was hired to engage in fraud. Programmers from major companies testify. It never hits national news other than your documentary that you're in, Hacking Democracy. So bottom line, we know this is a fraudulent, broken system on the good side, fraudulent on the bad side. And so now, with a lot of the left upset seeing two elections clearly stolen, and again, I said both of them were puppets, but I mean, I'm nonpartisan, but clearly, you know, Al Gore and, Kerry had them stolen and they laid down to it. I mean, clearly now this, you know, the big issue here is the fraud continues and everybody kind of goes back to sleep.
I'm not so sure they will. You know, what is good that I'm seeing is most of the people I'm in community with, and certainly the people in the election integrity community, totally get that nothing has changed, that you can't solve the problem by putting a different candidate in office from a different political party, you still have to get the public back in control of the system. You know, as long as you've got votes being counted in secret, controlled by insiders, the system has not been solved. And by the way, you know, the officials keep saying, well, you know, you can trust the machines because we have safeguards. Well, what I'm saying is they're not even following the law on their own.
Yeah, they're not even following the whitewash rules they've got. Explain that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, here's a great example. We told everyone to go out and videotape the poll tape, which is the result that's closest to the source before it goes through a middleman. It's supposed to be hung on the polling place. Guy from Tipton County, Tennessee goes. He does that. I love these citizens who just get out there and make it happen, right? They tell him, well, yeah, the law says we have to post it, but it doesn't have to, it doesn't say we have to post it where anyone can see it. So they posted it in a locked room.
But obviously the law is clear. It needs to be publicly posted.
You know, this is the kind of thing I'm seeing over and over and over, just out and out obstruction. Williamson County, Texas, only three places out of the whole county posted their poll tapes. You know? They're not following the safeguards that are in place.
Well, here's an example. In Hacking Democracy, and again, there's thousands of these folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much, you can't even go over all the evidence. In Hacking Democracy, you show up, it was in Florida in one case.
Right.
And you go in and you say, okay, I want to see the poll tape. And they give you a newly printed out one. And then you go, you know what? I want to go see under state law the original ones from that night. And you show up, and it's completely opposite votes, and they're throwing them in the trash, getting a phone call as you show up. You physically fight with them to grab it away. It rips open. You grab the poll tapes, illegally being thrown away. They're supposed to keep for years. And there it is, clear fraud.
Right.
I mean, you catch the cat with the canary in its mouth.
Exactly. And when you see this kind of stuff, and you get absolute proof, and you take it to the Secretary of State, you take it to the Attorney General, you take it to court, they refuse to consequence this stuff or look at it. It's like, well, the rule of politics is, you know, 11 days after the election, it goes away. And, you know, if you did that with a bank robbery, this is what they have to, they keep saying, well, let's be forward thinking and solve it for the next time. No, no. If somebody robs
a
bank.
That's mind control. That's
you know,
mind control.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody robs a bank, do you say, let's be forward thinking and just put up a better vault lock? No, you go after the person who did it. We've got to go for consequences. We've got to insist that every single one of these safeguards be followed. We have a video on central count and absentee procedures up where, you know, these seals that they put on, they go, oh, look, we're sealing everything for chain of custody. It's got a little number. Well, what they don't mention is they're giving people extra seals and the numbers don't match when they finally show up or the seals are missing when they show up. What does it tell you if you get an envelope that's supposed to have cash in it? Ballots are basically cash as far as security. And the envelope's been ripped open. I mean, you don't trust that all the cash is still there, you know. So we really have got to stop making excuses.
Well, there's also in close races, as you've caught them over and over again, and we've caught them, they'll load vans up with them, drive down side roads, you've got to chase them. And,
And
when the ballot boxes are put on sealed, when they pull up after disappearing for hours, they're all busted open, and the people are all slinking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then they say, well, let's just move on, you know, and you're a conspiracy theorist. And it's like in the real world, if we had elections procedures the same way we act in the real world, which is, hey, if you are a bartender, you can't just not account for your cash. You know, I just had three counties in Ohio. They didn't get their numbers in. And somebody says, oh, well, they probably couldn't get them in on time. I'm going, come on. You know, you can't do that. My church, they have to get, you know, they're supposed to get the donations deposited in the bank within a certain number of hours after church closes. They don't get to just say, oh, you know what, we just didn't do it for 2 weeks. You know, that doesn't go over. So I don't understand how these high-paid election officials, and I'm talking about the big counties where they're paid, you know, they're in those upper tax brackets getting close to, and one of them was being paid $300,000. You know, these people cannot do the simple function of getting their
numbers. Well, they're paid well to steal the elections. They're paid well to do whatever they're told by the shadow government. Now, we've only got about 5 minutes left with you. When I talked to you this morning, you just said that it's overwhelming, the reports, and you're just, you know, nailed down right now and focusing on those. And next week you're going to come in probably Wednesday or Thursday to give us more details because hindsight always gives you time to go through all these reports. But run through some more of what you're seeing come in.
Well, example, I mean, just the oops excuse is probably the thing that gets my goat now. It's like the election officials have learned that people are sort of watching. So their new thing is to just do whatever they want and not follow the law. And
so I can go rob a bank and then walk out with the cash and say, oops.
And say, oops, you know, and again, real world. Ignorance of the law, failure to follow the law, and saying oops doesn't work. But for some reason, because this is all political, people want to be friends with them, and they want them to like them, and they think that they accept these oopses. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care. I don't care if it was a mistake. You didn't do your job. And as far as I'm concerned, since if the job was a safeguard, we have no basis for confidence that the numbers were correct. If you didn't do your job and you didn't do the safeguards, we might as well assume your numbers are diddled. That's how it works in the real world, folks.
And then you magically, as a corporate fraud investigator, I mean, that's your job, you magically, where you see smoke, you go, look, there's fire.
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much at stake with these things, it makes no kind of sense. The public has become far too trusting. More examples. There's a fellow who went to watch the absentee vote counting in Oregon. He was told, you know, you can't videotape anything because you might videotape Social Security numbers. And I'm thinking, well, if you're leaving Social Security numbers out on a table, you have a management problem. Then he goes in and they said, you know, if you're taking notes, you're being disruptive. So they kicked him out. I mean, the hiding of information is another area. Not following the law, not following required procedures, and hiding information.
That's right. They're
if
openly
we
breaking
just
the law.
Those things, we'd start to get some traction.
They're openly breaking the law to hide. That's it. They're
right.
Guilty.
Exactly. Put them in jail. I mean, people are shocked when I say that, but I'm like, I'm sorry. This is our election. You know, Obama made a reference to touchscreens in his acceptance speech, and I kind of, you know, called that one out and said, "Look, that's not cool."
Well, that's neuro-linguistic programming. In all the speeches, he said, when you touch that screen, and he goes through the motion,
right.
And so it's you touched me. It's like
right.
A TV
well,
preacher, touch your television screen.
Here's the thing. No matter who you like for president or don't like, he doesn't own it. We do. We're the public. We own the system, so I don't even care if he likes touch screens. We own it. We aren't having it. We're going to get rid of this.
Well, that's him pushing the agenda. I mean, he's got a job, and we all know that. But
Yeah, that wasn't an accident that was in the speech. And it. I have to say, you know, antennas went up right away.
It's all brainwashing. Well, I mean, he's slick, man. He's following the total corporate agenda. And no, we're not for George Bush, folks, or John McCain. The whole point is here, we're in trouble. Well, Bev, I mean, where does it go from here? Now that, you know, 10 years ago, what, 5-6% in polls or 10% in polls knew that it was election fraud. Now it's 90-something percent in
yeah,
big
it's
polls.
Yeah, getting there.
So, I mean, what happens? I mean, how does this stalemate?
This is making a difference. This, you know, there was a lot of deterrence. There was a lot of stuff that didn't happen because there were so many citizens out there just blanketing the place. And it became very dangerous. It is amazing what even one person can do. One citizen who was brand new at this asked one question in Massachusetts and got the wrong answer. And then she called the Secretary of State, ended up, publicizing it. The entire state of Massachusetts issued an emergency bulletin to stop a fairly bad procedure that was going on. And then that spread out across the other states in New England. Look, it is our system. We've got to make sure we understand this is not something that the election officials own. The legislature doesn't own it. We own it. And so if we don't like what we're seeing, we have to take control by being out there, paying attention, asking mm-hmm. questions, exposing stuff. And I think the next step in terms of problems, before we even get to new laws and new systems and so forth, has to be compliance with the law and get it so that they cannot hide stuff from us.
Well,
the idea
Bev,
that they can hide things
sure.
is, you know, you're not free. It's not liberty if they hide the results from you.
Folks can learn more at blackboxvoting.org. You know, I want to bring up two final points, and I want you to comment on. One of them is that we saw the imperial hubris of Bush saying, I'm above the law. Nixon said it's not mm-hmm. illegal when the president does it. We see that now from election officials where they say we don't have to follow the law, whereas in real jurisprudence, government people are supposed to be at a higher standard. That said, you criticized Obama brainwashing people. You're now going to be called anti-black and a racist. I just want to point out, you're happily married for many years.
I'll tell your folks that I voted for Obama. I actually support Obama. However, I don't care. he ain't going to have touchscreens on my watch.
Well, you're also happily married for many years with a family to a black man. So, but
absolutely,
it doesn't matter though. You said a little something bad, so
This stuff. We have to get past hero worship. We have to get past being the children of the fathers. You know, no. Our officials are our employees, not the other way around.
Yes.
And once we get that through our heads that we are sovereign, then actually you can feel a lot more, a little more calm to know, hey, it doesn't matter what you say, buddy. We're still going to go get it, and we're going to take the election system back, and that's how it's going to be.
Bev, time is almost up here. You're going to be with us for a full hour sometime next week as you collate more of this. But people need to understand, it's just Bev there. So go there and financially support her. You know, she's got her books up there for free, but you can also buy a hard copy, at least last time I checked, blackboxvoting.org, donate to her. I mean, she is doing the job that that has triggered a chain reaction that has really woken up a country to something so basic to our system in this republic. So blackboxvoting.org. Bev Harris, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. And we'll see you again next week.
All right. Yeah, full detailed report. That's our job here, to expose everything that's happening. And that's a key researcher there, Bev Harris. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.net. We'll be right back with a ton of key news. Obama says he's coming for your guns. Stay with us.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We're We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour, early in the next hour, at 1-800-259-9231. If you just Google Barack Obama or Obama gun control or gun laws, hundreds of articles pop up. They've got Handgun Control Incorporated, Victim Disarmament, Enslavement Group, and all of them out there celebrating, saying they are coming for the guns. Headlines like Obama to support sensible gun control, sensible gun laws, reasonable, you know, all these terms they're using. Get ready. The Democrats, the House, the Senate, and the executive. Wars, banker takeovers, new gun laws when there's riots and more crime, like in 68. As we go into this consolidation, they'll say, well, we'll just start going after the guns. And I got a bunch of news reports. Aaron is going to do a roundup of mainline stories. He's out there right now at InfoWars.com the next 30 minutes. It'll be up there on the site just because there's so many of these, we're going to put them all up there. There's one on PrisonPlanet.com right now. From the Denver Post, we got a link to Obama's record on firearms triggers run on sales in state. And, again, I'm reading similar headlines from other states where ammo is completely sold out in many sporting goods stores. Firearms are being bought out. I mean, people are there just buying masses of weapons. The Denver Post tries to spin it, you know, and imply it's like nuts getting their armaments. John Faulkner and his wife Brenda thought Wednesday was a good day to buy a handgun. I'm 37 years old, and this is the first time in my life that I'm really scared for our future, said Faulkner, an oil field worker, as he pursued the collection of weaponry in a pawn shop there. Oh, he wants weaponry. See that word they use? But when the cops and SWAT teams and masses of military and armored brigades coming back, the most battle-hardened army brigades, and now it's multiple brigades they're announcing. Every week they add a few more brigades. Oh, a whole bunch of brigades are coming to, quote, deal with the American people for insurrection, for rioting. And, but they're going to have PR, the Army announces, with them out helping police at car wrecks, regular Army. Oh, hi, we're here with the jaws of life. We're here to cut you out of the car. Lots of PR. Oh, the Army's here. They're here to help the fire department. Oh, they're suddenly, oh, hi, there's troops. Oh, they're handing out soup on Christmas. They're announcing that, too. Just, oh, the Army's everywhere. They're helping me. Acclimating the local population for total military takeover. You like having the giant military-industrial complex used against you? Just like in Iraq, they spend hundreds of millions a year to pull up the contracts. I just saw another one the other day for, a $180-something million contract. It's just one of the contracts for fake news in Iraq. News writers in the U.S. who can write in Arabic, writing propaganda pieces. Well, they spend billions every year here with that. There are thousands of reporters, not just Armstrong Williams. You know, every time they get caught with thousands of paid-off reporters, they only focused on three or four. I mean, why does the New York Times write that they've got yellowcake uranium when they don't? Because they get hundreds of grand per story. It's hundreds of grand per story at an Armstrong Williams level. What was he getting paid? $250,000 for one program, another little propaganda program, another $200,000. Go pull it up. What about Tommy Franks after he left the Army? He's the head of CENTCOM. He was getting $495,000 every 6 months just to do a few TV appearances a month. It was all secret and illegal. It came out when documents got released. To go on TV and say, you know, we need to use the Army on the streets of America. Martial law is the only thing going to keep us safe. I'm kind of sad about it, but it's what we need. Millions of dollars, a sack of traitorous filth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.